going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Word that Adan Alexander will finally be coming home as soon as today. Let's get details live from our Glenn Chuck.
And of course, with the 7-hour time difference in that location at Israel and Gaza, where you're keeping an eye on this, of course, it's already noon there. As Alexander, the last living American, expected to be reunited with his family at any moment now. The Alexander family putting out a statement on Sunday, reading in part that they say, "Today on Mother's Day, we received the greatest gift imaginable. Our beautiful son is returning home after 583 days in captivity." Now, we spoke with Congressman Josh Gottheimer. He represents Tenafly, where the Alexanders live and where Adan grew up and went to high school.
Well, after 583 days, it's hard to believe that we could actually have Adan come home, be reunited with his family and loved ones here in Tenafly, New Jersey. And so, you know, we're praying and we'll pray after 583 days until he actually comes home.
Alexander, again, right after graduating from high school in 2022, volunteered with the Israel Defense Forces and was stationed in southern Israel when he was captured on October 7th in 2023. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Newark Mayor Ross Baraka, now charged with trespassing in that incident Friday in which he was arrested by federal agents outside the Delaney Hall Detention Center. Baraka was with three members of New Jersey's congressional delegation when the interim U.S. attorney for New Jersey says he ignored warnings to leave. He had been told he could not tour the facility because he wasn't a member of Congress, and video shows that he was arrested after he had returned to the public side of the center's gate. Baraka has sued to block the use of the building, saying the private company contracted by the feds to operate it has failed to complete inspections and secure the proper permits. His next court appearance is this Thursday. For the third time in just weeks, equipment problems made for a mess at Newark Liberty Airport. And now comes word the feds are going to reduce the number of flights as they work on a long-term fix for a host of issues. That'll be mostly during the afternoon when the airport is the busiest due to international arrivals. A top Democrat, though, not convinced the current strategy will work.
Senator Schumer says the latest federal plan to upgrade airport technology lacked a timetable and made no mention of cost, nor did it make Newark Airport a priority. The latest outage at Newark lasted about 45 minutes, and Schumer held a news conference to say Newark Airport must be fixed ASAP.
Fix it. Fix it now. Do whatever it takes. Don't go by the old rules. Fix it. Fix it now.
The Senate minority leader says no matter how you put it, these outages are scary.
What happened at Newark can happen all across the country. So if they fix Newark quickly, they can learn from it.
Still, he thinks flying is safe, but he understands it's hard for the passengers to accept that. Carol DiIorio, 1010 Winds, and 92.3 FM at the senator's office.
Mother's Day saw a fatal attack on an MTA bus in Brooklyn. This was around 2 p.m. on the J90 shuttle in Cypress Hills, where a 41-year-old man was stabbed in the stomach and later died at Brookdale Hospital. This witness tells ABC 7.
Unbelievable. I didn't I mean, expect this on a Sunday, you know, rare you see that.
Separately, at around 2:30 Sunday morning, a 39-year-old man was stabbed on the platform at the 167th Street station in the Bronx. He is hospitalized with wounds to the face and chest and is expected to survive. So far, no arrest in either incident. House Republicans introduced a bill Sunday that would slash Medicaid spending by imposing new work requirements on beneficiaries and more frequently having to prove eligibility. Congressman Dan Goldman has a news conference scheduled today in which he will talk about his bill to strengthen Medicaid for those living with serious mental illness. It has the support of City Council member Eric Botcher, who today will introduce a resolution in the City Council to put that support in writing.
We don't treat mental health care the same way that we treat physical health care. As a result, we have people dying on the street of serious mental illness without access to life-saving services.
And he tells 1010 Wins,
when we do regain control of Congress and the White House, this needs to be one of the top priorities.
Botcher, Goldman, and Council Member Lynn Shulman to have more to say at 2 p.m. on the steps of City Hall.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.